America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, though, let's get to the Daily Download. First things first, Mike, injury update. Coach just told us he feels good about Drake London for Sunday. Mm-hmm. Grady Jarrett also left that game against the Cowboys. Here's what Ross said to the media today.
Story number one.
Grady's day-to-day, you know, obviously looked at it today. It was, I think it was good news, good sign, the imaging and all that type of stuff. I don't know the exact terms, but I think he'll be like feeling better than he felt yesterday. So let's just say that. And Drake has the hit pointer. I'm thinking that's day-to-day. That'd be the pain tolerance deal. And I definitely have a better feel on Thursday. You know, we'll see what Wednesday entails and what that looks like. But I definitely have a better feel for that on Thursday.
Well, listen, and I don't want to be this guy. Do we need to play Drake if we are going to endanger him for us down the road?
Well, if it's an injury you're only going to further exacerbate, then perhaps, you know, you'd like to think you could. But again, it's still the NFL.
It is.
And it's still a road game and a division rival. So I think, you know, even if Drake's out there three quarters as a decoy, you know, make the Saints account for him. Maybe that opens something up for Kyle Pitts. Kyle Pitts only one target last week. I think he's due to bounce back.
He is.
You know, and as we said, one thing we learned about Zach Robinson's offense is it's not like he was in the doghouse or something. It's just one other guy. Mooney got obviously a bunch of catches. Ray got a touchdown. You know, it kind of went the other way. The running game was established. But maybe Pitts bounces back and has a big one this week. Grady, by the way, asked about his injury. He says, oh, without a doubt, he's playing. So, I mean, that's
okay.
By the way, DeAndre Hunter, may I introduce you to somebody named Grady Jarrett, okay?
Yeah, well,
sorry, in a different sport, different discipline, but Grady Jarrett has that Achilles. Without a doubt, he's going to play on Sunday.
Well, that's good because we need him. Here's Coach Ra talking about preparing for the Saints without their head coach, Dennis Allen.
On offense, it'll be, you know, same coordinator doing a lot of similar things that they've done. Got a lot of respect for the defense coordinator and Joe Woods and what he's going to be able to do. I'm assuming he's going to probably call it at this point with Dennis Allen moving on. Rizzi's going to definitely go in there and do what we did in 20 and try to apply his personality to what they've currently been doing. You know, when a coach gets fired in that situation, everything they were doing is not bad. Everything Dennis Allen wanted to do or try to move forward wasn't terrible. It's just about you applying your message and getting those guys to go out there and play for you. We know how well coach and good of a coach Rizzi is and some of the things he can do. So, like, we better show up ready to go because we know what it looks like from the other side. So we got to prepare for that.
That is Coach Ra. We have a lot more to get to here on the Daily Download.
Coming up in 3 minutes.
Can the Hawks bounce back after getting crushed by the Celtics? Knicks are in town. We'll talk about it coming up. Mike, last night, the College Football Playoff Committee chair, Ward Manuel, made a statement about why they put Ohio State over UGA. First of all, do you have an issue with this?
I think it's just something to get people talking about. Both Ohio State and Georgia have games where, you know, it came down to the wire. Georgia put themselves obviously in a big hole against Alabama but battled back. Ohio State, you know, didn't play with poise, if we're honest, at the end of the Oregon game on the road. So both teams have road losses against some of the best teams in the country. But to me, it's just a conference. It's just a conversation starter. And most of us still think of as Oregon as a Pac-12, but no, that's two Big Ten teams, 1 and 2.
Two. That's right.
So I wouldn't sweat it, but I do think that they kind of, I don't know. I think they dissed the SEC just a little bit.
I think so too. They also know that if Oregon wins out, which it seems like they will, and Ohio State stays on the path, and which they are, Indiana could spoil Ohio State now. Then those two teams are playing the Big Ten championship, and they're going to cancel. Somebody's going to get canceled out there.
Right.
So they know that, and that's why Georgia fans don't be upset. Georgia earned this spot as projected SEC champions. Understand, that's how the committee is looking at this, because they're saying, who's going to win that conference? That's going to be Georgia. We're going to proceed or think of them as the SEC champion, and therefore they're a number two seed. Here's what Ward Manuel said about why Ohio State over UGA at number two.
Story number two.
They both had great wins in terms of on the road, Ohio State against Penn State this week, Georgia at Texas. But what we felt is in terms of the losses they had, Ohio State lost to number one Oregon by one, and Georgia lost at Alabama, who's ranked number 11. And so that was really the difference. I mean, we're splitting hairs in terms of looking at two great teams.
Now, again, the SEC's got five teams that are tied for first place because one loss in the loss column. Texas A&M now by virtue of what happened against South Kakalaka. By the way, Shane Beamer's going to join the show, Gamecock fans. Drive the Dukes and Bell Cockaboos, 5:30.
Yes, sir.
But, yeah, so you've got LSU, Texas, Tennessee, A&M, of course, Georgia. Alabama, by the way, and we kind of expected that they would be on the cusp. So right now, the ESPN analytics nerds, chance of getting in there, Alabama 12.6 as far as winning the title. Tennessee at 11.5, LSU at 10.3. I do think some of the lesser teams with a lousy strength of schedule will lose some games, and we will get four. I'm telling you, bro, we're going to get four SEC and four Big Ten teams in this thing.
It seems that way. That's the first ranking. We'll see how it shakes out. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. While we're talking college football, let's hear from Lane Kiffin on Carson Beck as the Dogs get ready for Ole Miss on Saturday.
Story number three.
It's a good problem to have. To me, you have a highly talented quarterback like him that can make all the throws and, is throwing some picks. You just got to work through that part. And so you got a great quarterback, versus some people around the country say, okay, well, they protect the ball, but the quarterback can't make the throws. So it's a good problem to have. Like I said, these guys scored 30 in every game and are extremely talented.
Is he giving him too much credit? That's just respect from Lane Kiffin, right?
Of course.
I mean, listen, I think they're looking at Carson Beck at Ole Miss. I'm just telling you right now, they're licking their chops. They're saying he's going to make mistakes. He's going to keep us in the game. And we've got to execute and score points, which they score a lot of, 42 a game. They're one of the top scoring teams in the country. I think Lane Kiffin, that's lip service if you ask me. And also defensively, Mike, I'm going to make Carson Beck earn this.
Right.
Take some chances if you're Ole Miss and say, hey, we're going to go man-to-man out there. Let him throw the football and see if he can get it done.
Look, as we said, they lead all of college football in sacks. They got a corner with three interceptions this year. So, they're going to be getting after it. And the Georgia run game. I said at the end of the show yesterday, run the damn ball, Bobo. Well, ETN's got those bad ribs. So either he's going to go or he doesn't, and that means it's going to be Nate Frazier and Cash Jones. Mm. So you don't really have the running back depth that Georgia's used to having, and that could be a concern. So now, all of a sudden, are you going to move? You better be ahead of the sticks, right? You better be down in distances manageable, because I don't like the idea of a 3rd and 7 and Carson Beck dropping back early in the game. Just don't.
Yeah.
I'll say it again for the guys who missed it earlier in the week. I'll yell it for the guys in the back seats. They're not winning a championship. I don't believe in Carson Beck. Prove me wrong this week on the road in Ole Miss.
He's been holding him back. Hey, Trae Young left with a rib injury against the Celtics. He was 1-for-10 before leaving. That was a 123-93 home loss to the Boston Celtics, the reigning champs. Tonight, the Knicks are in town. Trae's averaging 24 a game, leads the NBA in assists at 11 a game. Mike, it looks like he's going to be back, but you mentioned someone else who's not going to be back?
Yes, apparently DeAndre Hunter, according to our friend Lauren Williams, who we spoke to yesterday. Today, that's what ESPN is reporting. Looks like he is going to be out. We'll wait and see if that changes. Hawks also get some clarity on Bogey. Bogdan Bogdanovich with a hamstring underwent a, quote, non-surgical procedure. You call it QC Kinetics?
He did go, well, yeah. Not there, but he did go non-surgical.
Yeah. But anyway, Monday he'll be reevaluated in 4 weeks. So, I mean, this is why, no disrespect, because we like Bogey, obviously bench scoring, and he can also start. But this is why you and I kicked around the idea in the offseason maybe moving him off the books. You know, and if you are going to retool and get some new faces in here, he for the right team, he's a perfect shooter in the playoffs off the bench. And here he is missing the first month and a half of the season.
All right. Double O's got to be good tonight. Onyeka, 18 points, 10 boards the other night, and also JJ. JJ's had four games of 20
points. Oh, he's
points.
Money. Jalen, the last guy I worry about on this team, other than Trey, is Jalen Johnson.
Well, Mike, and here's the deal. Do more. JJ, if you got to do more, do more. Like, he had a great game the other night against New Orleans. I think he had 29. If he's got to do more tonight, do more.
And the Knicks are here, and the Knicks are just 3-3.
Yep.
After all the money they spent and the faces they brought in, article in the New York Post yesterday basically saying, your expectations are hard. So we'll see what they do against a very physical front court. And they got perimeter shooting. They're a pretty good team, but they just haven't shown it yet.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.